Just watching film, man. You know, they're a fair defense, and you know, they keep their defense, you know, pretty, you know, plain. That's what they're gonna do. They got their game plan, and they're gonna use against anybody. And for what I see, man, they're a fast group, and they're hard hitting, and they know how to tackle, man. That's one thing a defense needs to know how to do. And you know, I've been looking at their DBs, and one thing is surprising that their DBs know how to tackle.
What's the team mood? You guys were hot, then you lost a tough one to Washington, and I don't know, a couple of quotes there made it sound like there was some finger pointing going on. How has that been dealt with this week?
You know, they said a couple of quotes, man, which was wrong. Some people, you know, switched up the quotes that were said, and you know, they just try to make a story, you know, for what they were saying about me. And what I had said, they asked me was, did you feel like the game plan wasn't, you know, what it's supposed to be? I just felt like, I told them, I felt like, we got away from our game plan just because we was behind a little bit. I said, coach got a game plan, I'm always a coach. And, you know, I have no question of what he was doing. People, you know, they was asking me, should I touch the ball more? And I was like, man, the game is much bigger than me. So for people to think I should touch the ball every play, man, you got to get out their head because we're a team. And, you know, they just made something out of nothing. And, you know, you got people, news reporters talk about you like that, man. It just makes you not, you want to do reports no more, man. And, but, you know, we have handled this situation, you know, fine, man, because this ain't our first time being here. You know, we have lost big games before, but, you know, week preparation, man, has been good so far. We had a real good day today. Everybody moving fast on offense. You know, we made a lot of mistakes. And so, on a blocking tip and, you know, just being putting the quarterback in situations, we've been doing better so far.
There has been a lot of talk, you know, about with the changes in the front office and everything that's going on. Are you guys, do you guys feel like you're playing to try to keep Coach Shermer's job? Are you guys concerned that there might be kind of wholesale changes after the season?
You know, we're not playing to, you know, we just really not worried about that situation. We plan to play football because we love the game, and it's what we do. We don't want to embarrass ourselves, and you know, we don't want to embarrass anyone on our coaching staff. You know, you play football, and you love the game of football, and you're in the NFL because that's your dream. And, you know, for me, you know, I tell guys like this, you got to play one game at a time. Can't look ahead. We can't blind to, you know, the playoff talk. We can't blind to the playoff and whatever they're saying about us. Because, you know, at the end of the day, man, we still got to come to work. And we're going to lose or win. We got to keep our heads up because it's not about what they do. It's about what we do.
That being said, I mean, if they did make a lot of moves, did you think if they changed coaches, do you think that would be a mistake given all the progress you've made the last month or so?
Well, you know what, man? Like I said, Coach Shermer had a plan. Coach Shermer got a plan, and for what he been doing, we've been making a lot of progress. If they switch coaches, man, it's you know, it's on them. It's not for me to speak up. I don't know what they're going to do upstairs. I really don't, you know, worry about it. All I know is I just worry about my job and make sure I got a job at the end of the day and make sure I'm doing whatever I can to be the best in my position.
Trent, what's it like being on a team with 17 rookies on it?
You know what, man? It seems like you're a college. Seems like you're just another college freshman again, man. You know, when it comes down to it, come in young and, you know, guys like this, man, and knowing that we are, you know, went on that winning rampage, man, and, you know, it's good. That makes us feel good. It just tells us that, you know, hey, man, the future, man, and, you know, far as, you know, next game or next year, that we're going to do a lot of damage, man. And all our guys are going to be together. We're going to play together. And, you know, from when it comes time, man, the Cleveland Browns will have something very special here.
Trent, I know you. I'm sure you spent a lot of time, you know, leading up to the draft, combine, all that kind of stuff with, you know, with Brandon, but with also, you know, RG3 and Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson. What do you think of this rookie class, kind of as a whole? What you guys have done this season, and especially those quarterbacks.
You know, as a whole, as a rookie class, man, I think this is one of the best, you know, as far as rookie class, especially the quarterbacks. Quarterbacks have been tremendous in this league, and, you know, especially for what they have done. And, you know, people didn't think that we were going to be successful, especially our rookie class. And if you think about it, we got two first-round running backs that's doing real good this year, me and Doug. And you got our Fred Morris. He's from the same hometown I'm from. We were together. And he's doing real good. And, you know, and even David Wilson, even on his special team, David is doing real good. So we got a lot of good athletes out there in this class, man. I saw Jeffrey was doing pretty good last week when they played man, it's a lot of good stuff going on. Matt Palil, he's blocking real good. You see what type of numbers A.J. Peterson putting up. Just that whole class, it has been a pretty good class, you know, this year. It has been, like I said, you know, out of that first, probably first 10 picks, we got people in the playoffs. We got rookies in the playoffs already, and that's contributing to the team.
How about Brandon in particular? How has he grown as the quarterback for you guys this year?
You know, he's coming to more of a voice of the team, and, you know, people starting to respect him more because he's starting to know that we believe in him, and we know that he's starting to know that, hey, man, you're our quarterback, and, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to grind out together, and we're going to make sure that you're comfortable, and we're going to make sure we put you in the best position. You know, he might not have been in the best position last week, but, you know, Brandon has become a more leader, and he's coming, you know, more a poise in the pocket. And then when you're growing as a quarterback and you know you're a rookie, man, that's big in this league because you got guys like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady that's just been doing this for a while, and Aaron Rodgers, man, has been doing this for a while. You got to compete with these guys.
Trent, what do you think of Greg McElroy getting his shot to start from kind of one Alabama guy to another?
Well, you know, I always thought that Greg would be a very successful quarterback in the NFL. You know, he only played, one game, one and a half games, whatever. But, you know, I always thought he was a good game management guy. He's always been smart. I think he missed, like, two questions on his test we had to take for the NFL, the Wonder League test, because he didn't have time to answer the two. I mean, but we got a guy like that, man, that just knows football and loves the game of football, and he's going to wait his time. I mean, you got to think about it. The first two starts he had in the college football season, he went undefeated. He ain't lost a game since high school. It took his senior year for him to lose his first game in college.
Have defenses in the NFL stacked the box against you as much as they did in college?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They still do the same thing. You know, you'd think it was going to be different, but, you know, at the end of the day, people are just still going to try to stop the run game, and they're going to try to stop me, and, you know, just because all the hype to come into the game, and, you know, for what people say about me, I run hard or whatever, they're going to do that. And like I said, our O-line has been, you know, able to manage that real good this year. You know, people just stacking the box, man. People stack 8, 9 in the box sometimes, and it'd be crazy, man, to look like just like you out there in college or high school again. I mean, but, you know, when they got a plan, man, some people like to stick with their plan, so that's what they do. And, you know, it's funny, you know, but that's a good thing on my, you know, behalf, and people saying, you know, if people want to talk, you know, mess about me because they stacking the box, and hey, then look at the results, and, you know, you watch the same game I'm playing, and you see that I'm not coming out easy, not going out easy, I'm catching the ball or blocking, I'm doing something else better else than running.
You think Nick Saban will go back to the NFL?
I doubt it. It's just, you know, NFL is a business. Coach Saban loves the game because he loves the game. It's all something that's always been his dream. NFL, you know, it's something that you dream of. But NFL is more of a business type, you know, program. You know, college is where you have fun and you just play the game, man. And, you know, every one of your games count. And so, you know, everyone against time in the NFL, but if you lose one in college, you're out of it. And I think that's the intensity that Coach Saban liked.
So for this year, if you lose to Texas A&M and then win the SEC, Alabama still got a shot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, but 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
So if you lose one game, like I said, but 9 times out of 10, you lose one game, you're out of it. But, you know, like I said, I lost one game in my last year. We still went to the championship when we won. But they still got a chance this year, and they got a chance to make right history. And so, like I said, that's the type of stuff Coach Saban likes.